Are you flunking as a parent? It's usually our kids who get grades in school, but what if it was you who got the report card? It may sound like a stressful scenario, but it doesn't have to be. According to Eva Moskowitz, author of the new book, A-Plus Parenting, the surprisingly fun guide to raising surprisingly smart kids. Eva is the founder and CEO of the highly regarded Success Academy Charter Schools and a former New York City Council member. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Eva Moskowitz, author of A-Plus Parenting, the surprisingly fun guide to raising surprisingly smart kids. I founded the Success Academy Charter Schools Network about 15 years ago. We now educate more than 20,000 students from kindergarten through 12th grade. We are the country's largest and highest performing school districts in the nation. I'm also the mother of three children. The last of my three children went off to college about a year ago. It's a little hard to be an empty nester, but here we are. As my husband and I approached this event, we came to realize how much we had enjoyed parenting and how much we had learned about it over the years. Of course, we'd also learned a tremendous amount from our years of involvement in schools, where we had proof points for many of our ideas. So we decided to write up what we knew and see if we could help other parents chart a journey for their parenting and raising incredibly smart and intellectual kids. Parents today put so much pressure on themselves. But in A-Plus Parenting, I explain that learning can be a very satisfying part of parenting. And there are ways to parent that are both personally highly enjoyable, but also result in raising intellectual and successful kids. We decided to share this win-win approach with others. Let's enjoy parenting and avoid making it a stressful, angst-ridden experience. Instead, let's enjoy raising smart kids. Learning can be way more enjoyable than we give it credit for, both for your kids, but also for you as parents. Take an example. My husband and I played a tremendous amount of intellectual board games with our children. What do I mean by intellectual board games? Well, there are board games like, for example, backgammon that not only can teach young children how to be better counters, but it can also teach children about probability. At an even more sophisticated level, there's a sort of game theory element of backgammon when it is played at a very, very high level. Let's take the game Monopoly, a tried and true. That teaches kids about strategy. Do you buy a more valuable property for more money and be able to only afford a few houses and maybe a hotel? Or do you buy a cheap property and put many houses and many hotels on it? These are games that teach not only strategy, but kind of the life skills involved in making certain economic choices. So what I mean by enjoying parenting, first of all, it's fun to be a kid again and get to play Monopoly, but your kids also enjoy it, and you can teach them so many things in the context of playing the game. And those board games can become part of your children's lifelong journey. My kids are still playing backgammon as adults, obviously at a much higher level than when they were young. And so having intellectual activities with your children is not only part of being a great parent and having a satisfying experience with your children, but it's so good for your kids. Kids are constantly learning things in ways you may not realize. And this is one of the most profound insights, I think, that I had about parenting. You know, when I wrote this book, I was really kind of looking backwards and asking, how did my kids come to appreciate language and what did my husband and I do with them? It wasn't through drilling with a vocabulary book. You know, one of the things that my husband and I enjoyed doing is listening to music when we were on car rides going various places. We would put on Bob Dylan because we love the lyrics, or we'd listen to Hamilton or West Side Story. And these lyrics contain so much meaning and cleverness that we would stop the music and talk about it with our kids. And kids have an incredible ability to understand, with a little bit of probing and support, why a line is both elegant or ironic or, you know, well said. And so listening to music with your kids with great lyrics, I would argue, is one of the most powerful parenting experiences. It's part of raising really smart kids who pay attention to the language around them. And it is not, you don't have to drill a vocabulary book or teach your kids idioms out of context. You can do this enjoyable thing, which is listen to Hamilton and have your kids have this incredible appreciation of musical poetry. And I think we've over-indexed that school and the classroom is the only place that incredible learning can occur. And my husband and I took a different approach. We thought every environment is sort of a classroom, and let's treat it as such in a fun and engaging way. One of the most powerful parenting techniques ever invented by mankind is dinner table conversations. Kids learn so much through conversation. And even though I worked many, many hours a week, and I can't say that I never missed a dinner time, I did because of work. But our kids talk about dinner time conversations growing up to this day. And so you don't always want to think of the most powerful levers of parenting as doing something additional. It is part of your daily life. And, you know, you might say to yourself, well, you know, when the kids are five, it's not as if you can necessarily talk about how to, you know, achieve peace in the Middle East or the latest medical breakthrough is, or how the markets are doing. It may seem kind of hard, given the disparity between your knowledge and theirs. So I have some recommendations for how to get those dinner conversations going at a variety of ages. One of the things that you can do is watch a classic film in the afternoon, take a Sunday afternoon, and watch something that you can all enjoy. I would put out there that African Queen or Lawrence of Arabia or The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, those are classic films that a variety of ages, there are 6 years in between our oldest and our youngest. So we always had to find films that, you know, everyone could have access to. And then you use your dinner time conversation to talk about the film and your experience of all watching it together. It kind of levels the playing field amongst the entire family. And I was just amazed at how much our children of different ages picked up at a pretty young age, and they disagreed with one another. They disagreed about the significance of small plot points or meaning. They had different interpretations of the films. And we really got robust conversations around our Sunday night movie kind of cadence. And so I would argue that very ordinary acts can have enormous leverage and impact on the intellectual development of your children. You can actually take things a little further and not only share your considerable knowledge and insight about how the world works, but you can probe topics that you are less familiar with by using a smart speaker. At our dinner table with our kids growing up, we were constantly asking Siri or Alexa facts about the world. What is the most populous country on Earth? What is the largest bridge in the world? What is the tallest building in the world? How was the tallest building constructed? What is the definition of democracy? Are there more democracies than autocracies? All of these, you can now, at a moment's notice, find out information, and you can incorporate that into your dinner time conversation. You know, as a parent, you're not always thinking about what you know. And you don't realize, as an adult, how much you know compared to your children. And my husband and I realized that just sharing that knowledge with our kids had an enormous impact. So, for example, you know that to send someone to jail, they must be convicted beyond a reasonable doubt by 12 jurors. You can actually explain something incredibly important about our system of justice to your kids. Or maybe you know that there is dew at night because cold air holds less water. You would want to explain that observation to your children. Or you may know that it is the gasoline exploding that gives your car engine power. There's so many things that you know about that your children don't know about. And pick interesting things you've learned over the years about how the world works. And what you'll find is when you start educating your children about topics you already know about, your kids will become increasingly curious. And you will build in them, perhaps even more importantly, the habit of learning and wondering about the world and how our social, scientific, mathematical systems work. It builds in children when you teach them what you already know. It builds not only curiosity, but the habits of learning, understanding how the world works. And you will find that you will raise intellectual and incredibly smart kids. At Success Academy, the schools that I founded and run, and frankly, any good schools, of course, emphasize the criticality of decoding when you're teaching children to read. I'm a huge believer in the importance of phonics. We use a program called Success for All, which I think very, very highly of. But decoding is really only one small part of being a strong and avid reader. And I think that schools and, frankly, parents have devalued listening to books. Listening is an incredibly valuable part of learning and being a strong reader. When you listen to books via Audible or any other system, it actually frees your mind from the work of decoding and the work of being a fluent reader, and it frees you up to focus all of your mental energy on comprehending and enjoying. It takes a few years also for children to become really good at some of the mechanics of reading, whereas they can listen and comprehend almost off right out of the gate. So we spent a lot of time as a family listening to books to develop their interest in literature and language. It also gives you the opportunity to stop and discuss and make sure everybody is following what is happening and perhaps the significance of various inflection points, etc. At our schools, at Success Academy, we're huge believers in Audible. Our kids listen to more books than you can possibly imagine. And Eric and I have gotten our kids addicted to Audible. It has become part of their adult life. And we think it's one of the most powerful ways to raise intellectual children is to get your kids hooked on listening to books.
Thank you, Eva. That was Eva Moskowitz with 5 Big Ideas from A-Plus Parenting, the surprisingly fun guide to raising surprisingly smart kids. You might also like our book bite for Grow Up, Becoming the Parent Your Kids Deserve by Gary John Bishop. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.